What is up, everybody? It is your favorite white boy, your one and only Chris Scavoli Rolly with the ravioli. And welcome to the Scavoli Show, 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 show. My God, I'm out of fucking breath. Hold on. Oh, shit. All right. All right. We got a great show for you guys tonight. I haven't spoken to these girls in over like 10 centuries, and I don't even know how old 10 centuries is. And these girls are from Puerto Rico. They moved to Puerto Rico. Oh, they just want to talk to me again. Like, that just doesn't even break my white soul. That doesn't even do that. Girls, are you there? Oh
Yeah.
my God. You are there. Now, we have Isabella. Is the call it Izzy? But we have to call it Isabella because that's like her name of birth, and we don't know why. And then we have Josie. I'm not saying Josephine because that's like an old bitch's name. So just like
She doesn't like that
so I'm just going with Josie. How are you girls?
We're good.
Super, super, super good.
Oh, you motherfuckers. Hate you guys so much. Hate you guys so much. But we talked a little earlier before, and I just want to get into how is the coronavirus in Puerto Rico? We haven't heard anything from the United States because Trump thinks everybody is an immigrant. So, like, we haven't heard anything about you guys. So, how is the coronavirus in P of the R?
I think it's not as bad as it is in the United States.
It's really not.
So,
They have
how many, have you had any debts, if I say that right? I think debts, I say that wrong, but debts, like people dying.
Yeah, a
Okay.
lot.
Oh, you have? Okay. Okay. But how is it there?
It's not as they say on the news, like it's really, really bad. It's actually not that bad, but bad at the same time, if you understand me. There are people that are curing themselves in their house alone, and then there's the old people that just go to the hospital and they just get cured there. But the problem is that they go home cured and they just die because they got it again and they couldn't be cured. But the governor put rules. She put rules that only certain people with certain like license plates, like if you had an even number, you can go out on like Mondays, Tuesdays, and Saturdays, or if you had an odd number, you can go out the other days.
Oh, that's
But if
weird.
they can, yeah, it was really weird. But if they catch you outside, they'll give you the biggest ticket and they will tow your car.
Because there's a curfew. So the curfew ends at 6. So everybody has to be in the house by 6.
Oh,
You get the
shit.
notification on your phone at 6:30, and if you are outside at 7 o'clock, the cops will stop you automatically.
Oh, wow. It's like you
It's
can't you,
gets
it's like
crazy.
you can't catch anyone outside. Catch me outside. How about that?
Yeah.
Like you can't do that. Like
Yeah.
you
Yeah.
catch me outside, but like at 4 o'clock in the evening. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
But some
nighttime.
people are actually crazy though. They are racing outside like fucking I don't know what. They're always racing outside. Like I can always hear it outside my window. And all you just hear is the cops running after them.
Like
And I'm just laughing like, bruh.
racing, like car race, like who fucking does that?
Yeah.
Like you Puerto Ricans
It's
really turn it up in Puerto Rico. Excuse us.
you have no
You guys
idea.
get down and dirty in there. Woo-hoo.
Puerto Rico is like the biggest party ever.
Without me.
There's a party in every corner, a bar in every corner. It's just awesome. It's like a never-ending vacation.
It is. And then I like I said to you girls before, I wanted to go there. I think maybe in June or like July. I don't know what I was gonna do. But due
Oh,
to
you
the
should come for my birthday
oh,
in
fuck your
July.
birthday.
That's fucked
When is your birthday again?
July 9th.
Oh shit, it is.
Yeah.
When's my birthday? Let's see if they
I
remember this.
forgot.
They see it.
I know. It's January 26th.
Oh, Josie, my little white heart can't take this much pain. Oh,
You broke
you're just fucking broke. I think we should just end the show
it,
now. Just end it.
Joe.
Done. But that's good that you girls are very good. I also want to talk about in Puerto Rico, how are the foods different from American foods? Because I know, like, when you guys first move we were always talking every day, 24/7. But then, things happened and we stopped talking. So I want to know, for the viewers that don't go to Puerto Rico or don't eat, like they go to a different country, they don't know what they're eating. Like in Puerto Rico, what are different foods from Puerto Rico that we do not have in the United States? And if, what is McDonald's taste like, the McDonald's in the United States? If you get what I'm saying.
Oh my God.
The McDonald's is totally different.
Like, they're all different here. They serve, like, Wendy serves rice, a bowl of rice with beans.
Really?
It's really weird. It's really weird. Like, it's like Puerto Rican-ified.
Puerto Rican fried rice.
You know, in McDonald's for breakfast, they give you a hash brown. But here, they don't give you hash brown. Mm-mm. They give you, like, a mini toast.
Yeah, a mini toast. It's, I don't like it.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
It's very weird. Like, yeah. if I order, like, I don't eat fast food no more. So I don't eat, like, McDonald's, Burger King, or Wendy's. So if I just wanted to say I'm with you guys right now and we go to McDonald's, like, if I want a Whopper, like, will they know what a Whopper is? Or they're like, we don't fucking serve Whoppers. We serve Puerto Rican.
They
bitch.
Know what it is.
Puerto Rican Whoppers.
They know what it is.
Nah, they know what it is. It's almost the same menu. It's just with like rice and beans and just like a little Hispanic touch to it.
Oh, okay. I like a little touch to it. You know, I like someone touching my food back and forth, you know? Slapping a patty on with their bare ass hand. Yeah. Love that.
Comes who doesn't?
Comes from the meat hands. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But funny. Now, I want to also ask you, for the people in America, because Americans are stupid. Americans are stupid. No offense. No offense. Uh-huh. But some Americans are idiots. Like, I'm not that smart. I'm not an idiot, but I don't know everything. You know, if I knew everything, I would be Jesus, you know?
That's so true.
Thank you. I know. The schools. How are the schools in Puerto Rico different from the ones in America?
So there's more, like, private schools than public schools.
Yeah.
And what are you girls in?
Isabel is in a...
I'm in a private university and Josie's in a private school. Oh, Christian us. Private school.
Oh, excuse us, Christians. Excuse us. But how
it's better than public.
It's better than public, yeah.
Now, do you have to pay a lot for that or you just get in just like, okay, here. I'm here.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Like, especially if you have more than one child, it's like...
Yeah. I think mom used to pay what? Like,
like, 1,000 something for...
1,800 for, like, each kid.
A year.
Something like that. It's ridiculous.
That's a lot of money for my kid to go to school. Like, fuck that. Like, my kid just knows the ABCs and 1, 2, 3s, and you don't know. You go to college. You're off to college. Yeah, but that's crazy. Now, you guys are in the same school, right?
We used to.
I graduated already.
Oh yeah, you've done now.
Yeah, I'm done.
Now Josie, now you're in it. Now how does it feel without your big sister there? Because I would like feel scared. I would be in the closet or like toaster oven.
It's better because since we were in the same classroom because it's really tiny. There's like 10 kids from the whole high school.
Yeah.
So really?
We really small.
All the same friends. So when she left, I still had my friends. Most of them.
Aw, until they move off to college and you have nobody but yourself. Aw, that's so sweet.
Exactly.
That's so sweet. That's so touching, people. That's so touching. Now, you only have... Now, how many kids are in your school? If you know, you know. If you don't, then you don't. But you're saying that 10 kids were in your class.
Yeah, there's about 200 kids in the school.
Oh, that's not even like a handful.
No. Nope. But no, they're... With those 200 kids, they don't really make that much money. So what they're doing is that they're raising the prices for each student. And the parents can't really pay that. So they're actually taking their kids out of the school.
Oh, so you get like, you'll minus from 200, like 150.
Yeah. 100. Yeah.
So you know Josie being the only one in class.
Yeah.
I'm graduating soon.
She's graduating this year.
You are.
Yeah.
Aww, Josie.
She skipped a grade. I mean,
I took 2 grades in 1 year.
Yeah.
Oh, Josie. And I'm going to miss your graduation. Thank God.
I'll take a video and I'll send it to you.
Oh, finally. Someone takes videos. Now, what about Day? Is she in the same school as you two or not yet?
Yeah, she's in the same school.
Is she in the same class or no?
No. She's in different. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And now where's little Ray?
He's in the same school.
Oh, so you're all in the, okay, you're all in the same school. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. So if one kills each other, you'll take the next lead. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I wanted to know. That's all. Now, we got to take a little break, guys. I know we're all like, oh, my God, we're so excited to be on the Scavoli show. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I know. It's so exciting. I get it. I get it. I'm a big deal, you know. Your favorite white boy here, you know. But we got to take a quick break because I'm dying inside slowly. So with all this love, you know, love is just the key to happiness. But I'm not happy. So fuck love. Fuck love.
Same.
You know?
I feel you.
But guys, we will take a quick break, and then I will ask Izzy and Josie about relationships in Puerto Rico. What are the men like in Puerto Rico? And, you know, play a little game with them, because, you know, Scavola likes to play a little special game at the end. Woohoo! Oh, yeah, Scavola, you play that game! Oh, stop it. I always This motherfucker saying shit. But, all right, guys, we'll be right back on the Scavola show. So stay tight, get a drink of water, die a little if you want, die inside, I don't care what you do. And girls, we'll be right back. We love each other, and you know, bye motherfuckers! What is up, everybody? We are back! Back in the flesh, not really, because I'm not really in person. I'm just a white ghost flowing around with niceness. But we are back to the Scavoli show. Oh, yeah, we love you, Scavoli. Oh, stop it, you stupid bitch. You always love me. It's okay, stupid bitch. It's okay. But we are back. And then, girls, can you hear me? Oh, finally, you guys can hear the sexy of my voice. I know you missed me for so long. I know you missed this. I know. So, we should just write a song about so long ago. Just touches my soul. But we are back to the Scavoli show, guys. I'm here with my two favorite Puerto Rican girls, I think. They're Puerto Rican. I don't fucking know what they are. They just moved to Puerto Rico, so I just, like, think they're Puerto Rican. Assumed that they're Puerto Rican. You know, they could be white. We don't know. I don't know. No one knows. So we are back, and now... Before we went to break, I told the viewers that we will talk about relationships in Puerto Rico. And are you girls are in any relationships? And how are the guys over there? Are they different from American boys? Oh, that's a good song. Like, I'm in America. No, who sings that American Girl song? Bonnie McKee. She was a good singer back in the day. No, not so much. But tell us, how are you girls in any relationships, and how are the men there? Even the girls, too. Tell us how the girls are.
We are not in any relationship.
Nope. I just recently got out of one, 3 months ago.
Now, what happened?
let's just make it short that I don't even know how to explain it. He was sweet at first, like all guys. But then they show their true colors and what they really want, if you know what I mean.
They really want the coochie with the coochie.
Yep. yes, sir. He was, like, pressuring me. And I was like, no, I'm not ready. And it got to
I'm not ready. Stop.
Have you met
I'm
me?
I'm not ready. My hair is not done. Innocent. My glasses are not perked. I'm not ready.
Yeah. Well, we got into a big fight about that because he got mad at me. But I got mad at him because his ex was telling him that he wouldn't be happy if it wasn't with her and this and that and all this bullshit. Right. And then I was like,
guess she was right.
I'm so happy that she did that though. I'm so much happier. I was like, I liked him. It was, like, a strong like at first, but then I got bored. And it just, like, made everything go away. And I felt, like, bad. Like, I wanted to break up with him, but I felt bad. But I'm so glad.
Like, feeling bad in what way, though? Like, feeling bad that you're, like,
like hurting his feelings because he said that he loved me. Yeah. Yes. And it was, I felt like it was like stupid because we've only been together for like, what, like
3 months?
3 months. Well, we were together for five. But he, at like 3 months, I was sitting on the floor in my room, I remember, and I had him on speaker because I didn't have any headphones because my brother broke them. So, of course. So, I had him on speaker and he's like, oh, I just, like, I don't know how to tell you this. And I was like, whoa. Like, I thought he was, like, going to break up with me or something. And I was like, I got really nervous. And I was like, what? He goes, and then he just says, I love you. And Josie, do you remember what I said?
No.
I was like, I said, thank you. I don't know what to say. And he's like, I'm so stupid. And I was like, no, 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 you're not stupid. And in my mind, I'm like, yeah, motherfucker, you were stupid. Yeah. You're stupid. What,
like,
the
at that...
what the fuck? It's only been like 3 months. You can't, like, it doesn't happen. Yeah, and
at
that
age, you guys are still young yet. So you guys really are like finding your ways. But how are, like, are there different like cultures there? Is it you have Puerto Rican, Black, White? Do you have those there or just mainly Dominican, Puerto Rican?
It's mostly Puerto Rican, but like there's different pueblos, like
a pueblo is like
town,
like town city type town thing. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So in like in Rincón, there's like all the white people.
All you know, motherfuckers, don't hate and, on like, them. Don't hate on them. Only I can hate on them.
No, we go there. we know that they're white because they have like that. You know that white, like they that beard. White. They're they just like you can tell. Yeah, we can tell. They're
definitely white.
Yeah, that like, they're all like they're always burnt the old, on their back.
Like, and the old white men wear their short shorts. Like, oh my god,
short shorts. The like the Hawaii shirt thing and like a fedora.
And they're getting always. No tan.
And I'm like, oh, there's a gringo.
Exactly.
Don't you go by and go, oh, Chris used to be like that. He's gonna be like that one day. He's so white.
I actually say that.
Chris will live here.
Yeah, I actually said that to mom one time. We were passing by because we were going to this burger spot, and then I saw this white family, and they were just like speaking like really white, like, and I hadn't heard somebody speak like that in a long time.
Yeah, it's
so I was like, oh my god,
Chris here.
Chris, it just came into my head.
It's Chris here. Is he all right? Is he in Puerto Rico that we didn't know? Is he here? But just so you girls know, I do not like white girls, so.
You don't like white girls?
Well, you like Hispanics? Ooh.
I know, and half black if you want to be half black. I like those two. But yeah.
So, yeah, in Rincón, you find, like, all the white people. And then in, like, Luisa, that's, like, all the black people.
All the Dominicans are over there. It's, like, close to San Juan. All the Dominicans
are
there.
So there's, like, all different, like, cities with different cultures. Yeah. Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
Everybody has, like, their spot.
And now what happens if you girls enter? Like, do they have, like, are they, like, get these fucking bitches out of my face? Like, are they mean or are they just, like...
It's not like that. We all get along.
Yeah.
It's not like you can literally be like in the middle of the street and then somebody would literally just start telling you about their life and then next thing you know you have their number, your best friends, this and the third, and all from that like 20-second conversation.
We have friends in San Juan that we've never even met.
I've never even met them and I have their numbers and everything and we talk all the time.
Pretty cool.
They're like three hours away.
You go to the supermarket.
Yeah, it's really cool.
You can go to the supermarket and this lady, she'll just tell you your whole life.
She'll tell you her whole life in 30 seconds. Oh, I got divorced, but I got remarried to Juanito. And then Paulita came and took him away from me. And I was like,
bitch, just give me my rice and beans. Oh my
god, can she just shut up? Who is this lady?
Like, anybody gonna top you, Ken Love Story? Exactly. But that's good though, girls.
Yeah.
That's very culturist. And I never knew Puerto Rico was culturist. So look at us spilling the culture tea on our show.
Yeah.
Look at us get cultured in here. Love it. Love the attitude. Oh, all shit. All right,
let's get into the boys in Puerto Rico. I, from experience, I was like, yes. I used to talk to like a lot of boys at the same time, like just as like making new friends or something. Now I'm talking like that.
And I was a minute.
And I'm a minute.
Mariah Lynn, shout out to her for making that song. The Love in Hip Hop New York, she's on.
Well, they are like, they're horrible.
So what?
They're just horrible.
What do you mean by horrible? Looking? Or
they are
like,
ridiculous.
Like personality wise.
No, they look good. They look so fucking good. It's ridiculous.
There's half that looks fucking amazing. Oof. And then there's the like just the uglies.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're ugly, but they can be like best friends.
If you go to like, you can be like walking down the street and there's just this guy that he's just fine as fuck with his chain and the new sneakers. And I'm just like, ugh.
Like a hamburger.
Can you see the drool on my mouth?
And then you just stare at each other.
And
like
we just stare at each other
until you keep going.
Yep, you stare at each other. You make eye contact. You smile. You have like a conversation with your eyes, and then you leave. Like, it's not weird.
I'll know. Like I'm gonna stare at them.
You know when you come.
I'm gonna stare at them.
No, not like
not like that.
You can't make it serious. Like you just gotta just tease it.
And the, the thing about them is that nobody like actually wants to be serious.
Mm-hmm. They all want like sex.
Games. Oh my!
They all want sex. God. And they're all horny. That they want like a one night stand type shit. Yeah. Yep. It's just like, oh, fuck you and leave.
That's no wonder.
All the good looking ones.
Yes, all the good looking ones.
But that's crazy. Yeah. I didn't know that.
It's horrible.
Going down in Puerto Rico. Gotta watch.
Oof. All of them like to say like perial. You know what that is?
Perial.
Perial.
Periano.
Periano.
I know. Hey, I'm listening to Osuna. You know, yes, I love me Osuna. You know, and love me some Rosalia. You know, and Jay Bobby.
Yes, but there's these new artists out.
Yes, there's a bunch.
There's a whole bunch. There's this guy named Kebo. Yes, he is the god of perreo songs. That's like, perreo is like twerking.
No,
twerking.
It's
like dance twerking, but more dancing than twerking.
Oh.
Like,
it's a Hispanic thing.
It's a bump and grind. Like, yeah, the club.
Yes. It's just like that.
And but it's really fun.
It's fun. I mean, we've never done
it.
Yeah,
that's what
they all say. We're innocent.
We don't
go to parties.
No, we don't.
We didn't go to a party last night, though. We didn't go out through the window. We didn't go out through the window, down the tree. And we left a note.
Nah, but the parties are pretty cool. But the guys, like, they're good looking, but they're just not worth it. Wow. They're really not worth it.
That's crazy. I didn't know they were there.
They're really not. You have to, like, dig in for years. Still,
you've been there, like, 4 years
now,
right? You guys have been in Puerto Rico for 4 years?
Yeah,
you still haven't found the one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right. Come back to America. We'll find you one.
It's all right. Single life in Puerto Rico is the best life you can ever live.
For real.
You can go wherever you want, whenever you want, without having to explain anything.
I mean, I guess that's why the guys are like that. Because you can do whatever you want. You don't have to be attached. Yeah. I get it, but
I get it from their point, but it's fucked up.
Now you guys are going in and out. Can you hear me now?
Are we?
Yeah, you're going in a little in and out. Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know if it's the mic. Yeah.
Fucking internet.
The fucking internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking internet. That's the bad thing about Puerto Rico.
Since everybody's in quarantine using their fucking internet. Oh,
okay. The internet is so slow these
guys,
days.
So we have some little Puerto Rican culture, you know, little internet down. You know, guys.
Yeah.
It sucks. Like, you could be doing the best. Like, you could be, like, watching Netflix or something. Like, the best scene.
Cuts off.
And all of a sudden, the light goes out. And it doesn't come back to, like, 30 minutes.
Like that.
It sucks. That's the good thing about Jersey.
Yeah.
The light comes back in, like, the same second. Yeah.
Now, you girls have... You have Netflix, Disney Plus, and all that stuff, right? Now, what about, like, the music?
Yeah.
So, like, if I'm releasing an album, hint hint, in the upcoming years, like, now will you be able to listen to my album in Puerto Rico, or you would have to wait? Just say my release is January 26th, but do you guys hear it on January 26th, or you have to wait an extra month to get it on February 26th?
No, actually, we hear it before. Mm-hmm.
Like how in movie in
it's usually like a week or a month before.
In movie theaters, a movie could come out, let's say January 26th, and for us, it'll come out on the 25th.
Yeah,
that's good actually. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
Wow, I should start getting. Yeah. I should start heading Puerto Rico now. I should pack my bags. But of course, I have to get my baby Yoda plushes, and then maybe we could settle on the deal. Once I get my plushes that I've been waiting so dearly for, patiently waiting to hug them and play spaghetti and meatballs with them, you know. But girls, now we're gonna play a little game.
Yeah.
You know, and the game is called "Would You Rather," because I always like play "Would You Rather." Sometimes I switch it up, but it doesn't make sense. So we're just gonna go "Would You Rather," Scavoli edition. A few questions back and forth now. These can be truths or lies. They can just be made up. But with mine, I would like to be a little truthful, you know. I like to throw a diss there, you know. Fuck you people, you know. So I'm going to ask Josie. And then Josie will ask Izzy, and then Izzy will ask me. Okay. So Josie.
Okay.
Would you rather eat a bunch of cake, any kind of cake? It doesn't have to be like chocolate cake. No, we'll go chocolate cake. It's chocolate cake. You have full of chocolate cake. Oh yeah. So, would you rather eat a whole chocolate cake or eat another cake that's vanilla? Ooh, a little dark. I know. I'm so evil. Evil.
I'll go with the chocolate.
Ooh, chocolate. Is that like a little sexual too? All right. Oh, all right. So that answers my little dinner question.
Oh, yeah. How you know that? I didn't say
now,
I know
Josie,
that.
You asked Izzy.
Okay. Would you rather be bitten by a lizard or a venomous lizard or a snake?
Oh, fuck that. No, lizard. Shit, that. Fuck that. Hate snakes. I pick the lizard.
For real, I pick the lizard.
Kill me.
It's venomous. Kill me.
So?
I mean, you're gonna die
not
both
probably,
ways, right?
Not probably snake. If the snake's not venomous, I think you'll live. But if the lizard is venomous, you'll die, yeah. You'll die instantly, I think. Yeah.
But the snake could swallow you.
That's
Oh, shit, yeah.
I'll just die in my own house. Now, Izzy, you're asking me.
Would you rather eat rice and beans for the rest of your life? Or would you go, like, all Italian like you are and eat pizza
like
for the rest
beans,
of your life?
But the one thing about rice and beans, I take the beans out. So, yeah, that's
What's
that's
the point?
The point I'm making. You still have the juice.
You still have the juice.
But I would rather eat pizza. Like, I love rice and beans. I love that. But I think pizza, I eat a little more than that because I really don't eat rice and beans like that because I'm white and we don't do that here. I don't know why. But, yeah, I would eat pizza. Pizza for life with spaghetti on it and a meatball on top. Yeah. Shut the fuck up, Josie. I don't question you.
Okay.
So, Josie, would you rather?
Yes.
Would you rather walk around your house naked, or
oh shit?
Would you yell at the window, "I'm dying," and then just fall out the window and die?
I think I'd rather walk. See, I would think.
The thing is that there's
so
many
windows,
too.
Yeah, and you know what the best part
about
it? Like, I would be naked and yelling out the window, "I'm going to die," and then fall out the window that I died. You know? Like, I still would be naked either way. you know? I mean, like, shit, like, fuck.
That's true.
So exciting. I might do that tonight. But survive.
What?
But don't survive. Come on, people. Survive. Josie, ask Izzy.
Okay. Would you rather live in a room with, like, multiple roommates? Or would you rather live by yourself for the rest of your life?
Multiple roommates. You'd have so much fun with all of those people.
But what if they're dirty?
you make them be clean.
Are you going to take a bath?
You can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
Take a bath because you smell. No, bitch, yeah. I'm not taking no bath.
You be Hispanic and you get a garbage bag and you throw all this shit out.
I agree. All right. Now, Izzy, you ask me?
Yeah. Right. Okay. Oof. Would you rather drink pee for the rest of your life
or eat your own shit? You just went deep.
Okay. It just came into my mind.
I think drink pee because that will give you nutrition. Like, that will keep me hydrated. Yeah, that will keep me hydrated. My
it
own
does? Ew. But, like, what if... Ew.
Like,
I mean, yeah. I would do the same
like,
thing.
I just shit that out. Like, I just ate, like, all that, and I just shit that out. Like, who the fuck wants that? Yeah. And then you gotta eat. Then you gotta eat your shit, and then you gotta shit it out again.
You gotta eat the shit that you already shit.
Reusable, recyclable.
All right, last round of questions. Guys. Last round. These are better be good ones. All right. Chelsea. Would you rather have a dick as a three eye? Like, so you're two eyes and you have a dick in the forehead as an eye? Or would you rather. Or would you rather have no? Oh, what was I gonna say? Or no? Oh, no, I don't like that one. That's not interesting. Okay, would you rather have a dick for a forehead? Let's do this one. Would you rather have a dick for a forehead and eyes? So you have dick as an eyes and a forehead. So your whole face would be a dick. Yeah, dick face.
That's why they call it dick face.
Or would you rather have a shit smile? Like, have shit as a smile every time you smile. So as you you smile, like, not like if you're talking to someone, you're fine. But when you smile, the shit comes out of your mouth. Oh yeah.
Oh my god, and the smell.
Oh my god. Oh, I'd rather have a dick face.
Yeah.
Because at least I can use it.
Yeah.
Now, Josie, ask Izzy a good one.
Whoa.
All right. Let's see. Would you rather... Fuck. Okay, would you rather...
Oh, yeah.
...be bald...
Ooh.
...or would you rather have... ...no legs?
I'd rather have no legs. I can't lose my hair.
Well,
I can't lose my hair. My hair is what
well. Your hair doesn't look that great anyway, so I'm just putting it out there. Just put.
that's fucked up.
My show's the truth, bitches. So I'm telling you the truth.
It's true.
Izzy asked me your final question of would you rather?
Oh, this is gonna be hard. Would you rather have sex with an animal for the rest of your life? Or I gotta think of the other one, this one's hard. Or oh my god, this is really hard.
Or not be able to have sex at all.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank God that's a good question. Because I think, like, a chimpanzee has a colored ass. So, like, and they have puffy butts. So, you know, I would hit a chimpanzee.
I mean, they're, like,
yeah, I would hit
almost like humans.
You know? I think, yeah, I would a chimpanzee. Yeah, I'll go with A. have sex with an animal. But girls, that was so fun. Oh my god. My white girl status is coming in, you know. But girls, thank you so much for being on my show today.
Oh, thank you.
I appreciate you, girls. Oh, I love
we love you, Chris. Worry.
All love on this side, never hate. Not yet, anyway. Because once I start hating bitches, you better run for the forest. You better run.
That's true.
Thank you, girls, for coming on. Come back anytime you want. We'll do all episodes, just you girls. I think I would get bored of you girls, but that's okay. We'll try our best.
I'll get bored of you too, Chris.
Now, I know you girls don't have any social media, so I'm not going to – you have no social medias because they're boring people. But you guys can follow me on Instagram at Chris_Scavoli and The Scavoli Show on Instagram, or The Scavoli Show on Instagram. You can follow me on Twitter at The Scavoli Show. Snapchat, you can follow me. Add me, you can't follow because adding is these days. We have to add you, not follow you. Don't know why. But Chris.Scavoli, you can add. Now I'm on Facebook, guys. Like I said in my last show, like I'm with the old people. And you know what? I got some things to say about you motherfuckers. Like, you guys take selfies way too much, and you guys take cringy-ass selfies. Just putting it out there. Old people, I love you, but you guys got to have a better selfie game. Like a dick game, too. You guys got, like, you're trying to get someone? That dick ain't perking. Just saying. Just saying. But you guys can follow me on Facebook, at Chris Scavoli, or just look up The Scavoli Show, and I think it should come up anyway. But thank you, girls, again, for joining me. Love you. I will talk to you right after the show because I just want to talk to you guys more for some reason. Don't know why. But love you. And thank you guys for tuning in for this episode. We love you. Be safe. Wash your balls. Wash your hair. Wash your coochie with the poochie. Wash your no-nos. I'll wash my no-nos tonight. I already did. So just so you all know, it's clean. And be safe out there because the coronavirus is coming. And I'm still alive, unfortunately. Thank you. Good night, guys. You motherfuckers, I love you. Bye.